The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
What they do? All right, here we go.
Excuse me?
I just felt it right then. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What they do? They smile in your face.
Okay. All the time trying to take your place.
Them backstabbers. Yeah. All right, here's a prank. The prank is Super Bowl party. Bowl party. Everybody getting ready? Got your wings? Get your wings now. Because I can assure you, Shirley or Carl are going to tell us next week there's a shortage on wings. You know, we don't know if everybody going to make it through the Super Bowl.
Ain't and that's just wings. For you guys because I don't care. But anyway, go ahead. I'm just
you don't recording. Care about the wings?
You're not going to watch the big game? You're not going to watch the game?
No. I don't ever watch it.
You don't fit in.
I don't really care.
Shirley, tell us the truth. You just white, Shirley. You just white.
Whatever.
Just tell us, Shirley. We'll take it.
White people watch the Super Bowl.
You just white, Agent.
Anyway, Junior.
Shirley is white. Shirley is white.
Anyway.
All right, this right here is the Super Bowl party. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Gerard. Yeah, this is him. Who's calling? Hey, this is Curtis, man. I'm one of your neighbors in the neighborhood. I'm about three streets over from you. I'm reaching out to you, man. I know the Super Bowl coming up. Are you planning on throwing your annual Super Bowl party this year?
Man, how you get? You said you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I live in the neighborhood. I'm three streets over from you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how'd you hear about the Super Bowl party, man?
I mean, everybody knows about it. I mean, you know, it's pretty big every year. You got, you know, I mean, it's cars everywhere. I mean, you guys be rocking for all through the night on Super Bowl night. So I'm calling to see if are you throwing it this year?
Yes, annual. I do it every year, man. I do it every year. All the neighbors come over. Everybody comes over. We have a good time. So yeah, we're gonna be doing it again this year. Why? What's up?
Okay, so here what I want to tell you, man. Every year. Your party too loud, and it's people parking all in front of other people's houses. You know, I'm three streets over. It's people parking in my driveway to get to your house. And to be honest with you, this is too loud. And I'm just telling you, this year, if that is loud this year, I'm calling the police this year.
Man, this is what you really called me for. You really called me to threaten me to tell me you're gonna call the police to shut down my party, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
what kind of hate is that?
Too loud, man.
Man, everybody in the neighborhood come to my party, man.
No,
so,
ain't no everybody in the neighborhood don't come because I still ain't been there.
That's because you ain't get an invite.
You're right.
Because you a hater.
You a hater.
That's why you ain't get no invite.
I said you're a hater.
That's why
I'm
you
not.
Get no,
no I ain't no hater. I'm just telling you, your stuff is out of control, man. You got to tone it. You got to get control of your party. You don't have control of it,
man. You telling me how to control my party? Control your mouth. Starters. Let's start right there. All right? You ain't calling no police. You ain't doing none of that. We ain't doing
that. Oh, yeah. Hold on. You ain't telling me what I'm not going to do. All right?
You're the one
throwing the loud ass party. You the one got people parking in people's driveway. And yeah,
that's right.
If it happens this year, I'm calling the police.
You ain't calling nobody. You ain't calling a person. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay, how you finna stop me from making sure I got peace on my street at my house?
I'm gonna stop you with a size 12 right up your.
Okay, all right. Hey, dude, I'm gonna tell you again. Control your party. Get the noise level where it ain't disturbing everybody in the neighborhood, and stop people from parking in people's driveway.
And I'm gonna tell you again. I'm about to have a party with my size 12 right up in your.
Okay.
How about that?
So, hey, dude, it is what it is then.
Come get it.
Look for the police to be at your party.
All right? Case closed. Look for the police to be at your party, because evidently you don't respect your neighbors is what it is.
No, you know what? I do respect my neighbors, because all the neighbors in the neighborhood come except for you, because we already know you're on that list. Get our hating-ass neighbor that be calling tow trucks and, you know, complaining about leaves in people's yard and all of that.
You don't even know
me. I know you. I know exactly who you are. That's why you never got an invite to the party, because you're a hater.
You do not even know me, dude. You have no earthly idea who I am.
You're a buster.
I'm the buster, but I'm gonna be the buster that's calling popos to be over there on Sunday.
Listen to you, snitch. Snitching. S-N-I-T-C-H-I-N.
That's not snitching. No.
Yes, it is.
It's controlling the atmosphere and stopping it from being out of control.
The atmosphere is not out of control.
Let me ask you something. So you think people that's going to your party ought to be able to park in my driveway?
Listen, man, I'm going to be real with you. I'm sorry if anybody may have parked in your driveway, but it ain't nothing for you to just knock on the door and say, hey, excuse me, you know, I'm trying to get out, you know, whatever. I'll make sure I put it on the flyer that we don't want people blocking driveways, but, you know, obviously it happened, and I apologize for that, but that's no reason for you to be going all extra crazy and going the extra mile talking about, I'm calling the police. You ain't calling nobody, man. Shut up. That right there is what's wrong with black people today. Instead of coming to me like a man, you coming to me like a coward. Instead of coming to me like a man and saying, listen, man,
I'm coming like
you know,
a coward.
Because the first thing you're talking about, oh, I'm going to call the police. And then when the police come and beat your black ass up, you're going to be on the other line complaining, talk about, oh, no, why they did this to me. You want to be suing and doing this and that. Don't you know that's how get fucked up, man? So as black people, we got to learn how to stick together and come together. If you want to come to the party, it sounds like you a silent hater on the low, for real. Like, you really want to come to the party, but because you're the only person in the neighborhood that hasn't been invited, now you're talking about calling the police. I know exactly who you are.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who am I?
You that dude that live up 2-3 streets over, and you drive that red pickup truck with the flannel shirts and all of that. You're the only person in the hood driving a red pickup truck in flannel. What's wrong with you, man? That's why you ain't getting no invite. And on top of that, all those dogs you got running around in your backyard, you need to clean them up. They'd be back there and everything. And then the other neighbors can't even have barbecues because your big rusty dogs running around. You got a nerve to be talking about you calling the police when we need to be calling the city on you. All that trash and you got in front of your house, man. Get out of here. I'm going to call the cops on you right now. If you ain't the wearing the flannel shirt and with the red pickup truck and the dogs running around with all in the front yard and the backyard and all over the place, who the are you then? Tell me.
Say no more. I'm going to tell you who I am. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your just got pranked by your next door neighbor, Brian. That's who I am.
You know what? You know what? Now I'm definitely going to kick you and his for sure. Man, you have me going, man.
I hope when I run this prank, I hope the man with the red pickup truck and the flannel shirt ain't listening to it. All right, man. I got one more thing. You got to tell me what's the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, you already know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. All right, Super Bowl party. And right after the Super Bowl, the very next weekend, you can catch that nephew. Where? Levity Live. That's right, Nyack, West Nyack, New York. The nephew will be there. Tickets on sale right now. One show on Friday, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. The nephew coming to town. So all you lovers out there, wannabe lovers, might find some love. Come on out and hang out with the nephew. We're going to talk about love. Yeah, we're going to do all that. All right, Levity Live. Tickets on sale right now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze!
are nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.